Welcome to the Freedom Report.
What I love about Austin Peterson is his love of the battle. He wants to fight.
Austin was, of course, the rabble-rouser, just to make sure I stayed Rothbardian.
We live in a world fraught with danger, and there is a certain amount of danger that the public must endure in order to secure the blessings of liberty.
For economic freedom and personal liberty. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, host of the Freedom Report podcast. Today is Monday, December the 3rd. Thank you so very much for tuning into the show today. And I've got an interesting couple of topics that we're going to explore. First of all, let me just say thank you so much for being a loyal listener to the Freedom Report podcast. If you aren't already a Patreon supporter, I do want to go ahead and give a shout out. We got a couple of new people who have joined us on our Patreon for supporting the Freedom Report podcast. And all of our Patreon supporters get different levels of little gifts and little trinkets and fun things from my campaigns. There have been a couple of new people who have joined us today. I'm pretty excited. One of them is a friend of mine. Her name's Caroline Irene, and really grateful to have her. Caroline Irene jumped on just recently, and we also got Terry Lowry as well as one of the Kellenbergers just jumped in. I was really grateful to see that. So many wonderful people who are supporting us, our Patreon supporters, Aaron Abel, Alexander Snicker, Birdman Manbird, Brandon Combs, Camelia Plosser, Caroline Irene, Clint Murphy, Connor Martin, David Spoor, Doug H., Eric Anderson, Ethan Berman, Eva Lavasco, Gina Rowland, Jason Ureb, Jonathan Hill, Kelly Kellenberger, Kyle Allen, Linda Grindstaff, Lorinda Smith, Matt Murray, Michael Vance, Mike Burke, Nathan Dill, Nicholas Feely, Pam Ames, Preston Kamler, Robert George, Ryan Rush, Stephanie Cole, Stephen Schwartz, Tina Is Liberty Cat, Tully Owens, Tyler Reinhart, William Weinberg, Zachary Williams, and Terry Lowry. Thank you all so very much. My Patreon supporters help keep the Freedom Report podcast coming to you twice a week, every week, generally on Mondays and Wednesdays. But sometimes the conflicting schedules get in the way, but you always get at least two new episodes of the Freedom Report podcast each week. So thank you so much to my Patreon supporters. And if you want to become a Patreon supporter and get entered into drawings and get cool stuff like the Ron Paul, the Godfather business card holder that I sent out the other day, as well as some interesting books that I like to sign and send to you, then feel free to go to patreon.com/AP for Liberty. All right. But today, actually, the news that I'm going to be sharing with you today isn't from some other website. It's not from the Washington Post. It's not from the New York Times or Reason Magazine. It is actually from the LibertarianRepublic.com. I'm reading my news this morning on the LibertarianRepublic.com, my website, which has been just blowing up with traffic lately. Very exciting, especially with some of these spicy pieces from Squiggly Line Guy. If you guys don't know Guy Squiggs, he's a wonderful man. But this story is blowing up this morning on the LibertarianRepublic.com. And the story is conservative media companies merge to form independent powerhouse. And we're going to discuss that. I'm going to read that article, and then we're going to talk about the safest cities in the United States. I was actually kind of shocked when I saw some of the most dangerous cities in the United States per capita. And we'll get to that later on in the show. But let's go ahead and start with this story. So this story was actually written by one of our newest writers at the Libertarian Republic, Caleb Schumate. Caleb's a wonderful guy, a liberty lover and fighter who's been getting involved with the Libertarian Republic. And he wrote a story this morning that's actually blowing up on the Libertarian Republic. So big kudos and congratulations to Mr. Caleb Schumate for this story that's now got over 100 people reading it. Very exciting news, because it looks as if there's going to be a merger between The Blaze and CRTV, which, if you're not familiar, CRTV is the Mark Levin outfit. It's the one that's got Steven Crowder on there. It's got the Roaming Millennial. And my good buddy Rob Maness, who endorsed me for my U.S. Senate campaign, actually has a new show on there as well, as many other great names in conservative media. But this is really exciting news for my buddy Glenn Beck. So Caleb Schumate writes, "It's no secret that both The Blaze and CRTV are two of the biggest names in conservative independent media. And it appears that the two networks are about to get even stronger." Very good news. Both television networks have decided to merge under one banner to become the Blaze Media. The two companies estimate that as a result of the merger, they'll be able to reach 165 million people via television, social media, and digital platforms. That's amazing. 165 million people. Wow. So this is Glenn Beck told the Hollywood Reporter, who first broke the story of the merge, this quote, "This is the beginning of scale," he says. "Anyone who loves the Bill of Rights and pursues honesty, I want them all in. We're an open book. Let's talk." Glenn founded the Blaze TV in 2011, shortly after his departure from Fox News, and grew rapidly in spite of frequent attacks by progressive groups that discouraged advertisers. Man, that is such a pain in the ass. The Blaze TV can be viewed on Dish Network, Verizon Fios, Roku, Sling TV, and several regional cable outlets, and can be heard on Sirius XM Radio, iHeart Radio, and elsewhere. It's also been reported that The Blaze will launch a live tour next year with the working title Blaze Live. Man, that sounds awesome. The talent joining the host of The Blaze include Mark Levin, former attorney in Ronald Reagan's administration and syndicated radio host nationally, founder of CRTV. They'll also get Michelle Malkin, Steven Crowder, Matt Kibbe, Deneen Borelli, Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame, and Gavin McInnes. Gavin hosts a show called Get Off My Lawn at CRTV, which I've actually been on. Really good show. New company will be run by Tyler Carden and Gaston Mooney, who were named co-presidents of the newly merged company. Mooney had been the previous president of CRTV, and Carden was the previous president of The Blaze. Levin had no management authority at CRTV, according to insiders, and will have none at Blaze Media. Levin said, "Tens of millions of Americans have had it with the biased, ideologically driven mainstream media outlets that sanctimoniously advance their own agendas under the guise of news and journalism. Conservatives actually believe in a free press and the rest of the Constitution," said Levin, very snarky. He added, "His intention with the merger is to further expand and offer the public an alternative to liberal media groupthink. Blaze Media will be a competitor to other conservative media outlets such as Breitbart News, Daily Caller, Salem Media Group, and The Daily Wire, and not mention here Caleb Schumacher, in competition with the Libertarian Republic and the Freedom Report podcast." Because we're such a big deal. The Blaze and The Daily Wire had spoken of a merger between the two companies, but it fell through. Beck, who is a good friend of Shapiro's, still seems hopeful of the possibility of a merger with The Daily Wire and said, quote, "I'd still like to do that," Beck said. "I'm a big fan of what Ben has built." It's been reported by other media outlets that the Blaze Media will continue to be headquartered in Dallas, Texas, but it should be noted that Levin tweeted earlier Monday morning that, quote, "The decision for the merger was made by the principals of CRTV and The Blaze. Also, the headquarters will not be in Dallas, Texas." So it seems unclear if the headquarters is going to remain in Dallas. Now, this is kind of exciting and interesting, and I've actually got a little bit of insider info, at least from what I've heard. And this is, I guess you could say, a firsthand account of this story, but I'll just tell you, when I was in Los Angeles a few weeks ago for Politicon, I got a chance to sit down with Ben Shapiro, and some of you have heard me tell the story, but related to this news was the fact that when I was speaking to Ben Shapiro, we were actually talking about, you know, owning our own media platforms, like he has Daily Wire, you know, and I have the Libertarian Republic. And I had talked to him about how, like, a few years ago, somebody had offered to buy the Libertarian Republic from me. You know, they wanted to turn it around and own it and make it a, you know, a bigger professional media company, but I turned it down. I was running for president at the time, and I also just didn't want to lose my platform. And they wanted to, the venture capitalist who wanted to buy the Libertarian Republic, he still wanted me to run it, right? So essentially I would have become an employee for the company that I own, for the business that I own. And yeah, it would have been nice to have like a steady paycheck rather than to like worry that, you know, oh my gosh, how am I going to get paid here in 2 weeks, 4 weeks? And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm sitting here in the mornings doing these podcasts like this, and, you know, I've got my my DeMillo's sweatshirt and my Adidas track pants on in the morning, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I hope this is all going to pay off. But it does, because I love this. I love this job. I love my website. I love being able to talk to you guys unburdened by a boss or an editorial team that's, you know, trying to change my words or my ideas or my thoughts. And I was talking to Ben Shapiro about that, and Ben was talking about how, you know, The Blaze and, you know, these, or CRTV, they wanted to do a merger with The Daily Wire, but Ben really enjoys, you know, owning his own media company. He likes being his own boss. So I don't think it's going to happen where the Daily Wire will get bought out. I mean, maybe they'll make an offer that Ben can't refuse, but even if he made more money, sometimes more money isn't what makes you happier, right? Like, I honestly, again, if I wanted to make more money and make a steady paycheck, you know, I could sell the Libertarian Republic, go work for a venture capitalist, and just run this website the way I do right now. But then again, I'd have to do what the, you know, I'd have to stick to that person's schedule. I wouldn't have the kind of freedom that I have, and I'm sure Ben Shapiro feels the same way. So let's move on to the article here with Caleb. Caleb, he continues. He said that many media outlets had previously suggested that Beck's decision to cut back 20% of the company's previous staff and the departure of both Tommy Lahren after a very public disagreement over her pro-choice views and the NRA spokesman Dana Loesch were indicators that his company was failing. Yeah, a lot of people were talking about that. Beck says the incident with Lahren was misreported and taken out of context. He says, "We're a very different kind of media company without a centralized command and control," he says. "There's no network you have to confer with. Talent is free to express their opinions, whether I agree with them or not." Financial terms of the merger were not disclosed, but Beck acknowledged his company had suffered a bit in the past, but had been pretty profitable over the last year. Yeah, I'd noticed the same kind of situation with my website as well. It was there was like a little like time period, but I think the social media networks had a lot to do with it. But yeah, things have been turning around. "We work very hard to make sure we're in the black. If we had spoken to CRTV a couple of years ago, it would have been a different story," he says. "We talked about a merger when neither of us need it. That's the best time." Beck also said he had planned on going into movie production about 4 years ago, but he hadn't been able to do so until now. "The merger will help with those efforts," he said. "First and foremost, I'm an artist and a storyteller." So what do you guys think about this news? I'm interested to hear your thoughts in the comments. Make sure that you drop those in the podcast below. Or send me your thoughts directly. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at AP4Liberty. Love to hear what you guys think about this merger. Frankly, I'm excited. Frankly, I think this is a great idea. Especially because, you know, we need competitors to the mainstream media. Even Fox News needs competitors from the right. They need good conservative competition. And the thing is that it's amazing how difficult it is. And the conservative movement is so much bigger than the libertarian movement. And it's amazing that, you know, it's still a struggle so much for the conservatives, right? Some of these people, I mean, these guys are millionaires, right? They're so wealthy, right? But they still struggle in business at these levels. I mean, it must be so difficult to scale these kinds of operations. I mean, I know if I wanted to scale up the Libertarian Republic, I could, you know, it'd cost me a lot of money. I have to sink into staff and there's also, you know, operational costs, for example. You know, just to run a website, just to host a website with large amounts of traffic costs a lot of money. I mean, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars since 2013 just on hosting the website, just on having a website so that enough people, you know, 20, 30, 50,000 people a day could visit the website. So I can't even imagine like what the operational costs must be for the Blaze or for CRTV. So they take some risk with a merger like this, but they also spread some of the risk around, which would be great. I wish that there were more good libertarian media outlets like the Libertarian Republic. I wish there were more like better, and I'm not saying more better in the wrong way. I'm saying I wish there were more quality libertarian websites and media outlets, because at some point it would make sense, I think, to probably do a big merger and create our own media companies. Right now, as it stands, we have Reason Magazine, we have the Libertarian Republic, and we have Being Libertarian. But other than that, you know, we've got a few good podcasts out there that have got a decent listening. We are listenership, like We Are Libertarians and Lions of Liberty. But what are the other ones? Do you guys know any other good libertarian podcasts that aren't like just, you know, crazy go nuts psycho? Because maybe one day we need to start looking at something like this, our own, libertarian media outlet. Or maybe the Libertarian Republic needs to go call Glenn Beck and say, "Hey, Beck, you know, buy the Libertarian Republic and hire Austin Peterson and some of his writers. And let's merge, let's have a libertarian wing of the Blaze Media." I think that might not be a bad idea. So, yeah, maybe I'll get on that today. I'll give old Glenn Beck a call today. What do you guys think about that? All right. Just make sure you guys send me your comments. And if you want to support good libertarian media like this, if you like getting your Freedom Report podcasts, I want to ask you again to please go to my Patreon page today, patreon.com/AP4Liberty. Sign up for a monthly pledge. You can do as little as $1 a month if you want to. You can do $5 a month. And that goes to help spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. And it keeps libertarian media alive, which we definitely need, guys, because the liberty movement, we're on life support to a degree. I mean, I won't say that I haven't been tempted at sometimes just to like go take a normal job, take a blue pill and just go back into the matrix. But every time I look at the libertarian space, I'm thinking to myself, man, if I don't stand up and be a hero and, you know, continue to organize libertarians and keep these ideas alive, there aren't a whole lot of people out there who are doing it. You know, we've got political activists. We've got people like, you know, Cliff Maloney, Justin Grice over at Young Americans for Liberty. I mean, they're doing great work on the media space. And we've got a lot of, you know, political types, politicians and things like that. But we don't have a lot of good media outlets, guys. So if you want to continue to support good libertarian media and continue to see this space grow, then again, I'd like to ask you for your support on Patreon. Patreon.com/AP for Liberty, and I'll be very grateful. Wow, this article's still blown up this morning. Caleb Schumate, if you're listening to this podcast, dude, I'm just saying right now, man, over 100 people reading your article. You're just kicking ass, man. Congratulations. We got people coming in from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even Google searches that are popping in to read this story. So congratulations to one of our newest writers, Caleb Schumate, on this great piece. All right, so let's do a little bonus topic here. I like this. This is interesting by Grace Carr. And this comes from the Daily Caller. She writes this morning that these are America's safest cities. And this was, some of this stuff's kind of shocking. Listen to this. East Coast cities won first and second place rankings as the safest cities in America, according to a Monday WalletHub study. Columbia, Maryland, and South Burlington, Vermont rank as America's two safest cities. So Columbia, Maryland, and South Burlington, they're our safest, respectively, according to the study. Plano, Texas, and Virginia Beach, Virginia, followed as the third and fourth safest cities in the U.S., respectively, according to the study. Oh my God, listen to this. St. Louis ranked as the least safe city, followed by Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and San Bernardino, California, as the most unsafe cities, respectively. WalletHub authors conducted their study by comparing 182 cities across factors of home and community safety, natural disaster risk, and financial safety. Cities selected for the study include America's 150 most populated cities, along with two of the most of the most populated cities in each state, the number of mass shootings and terrorist attacks, as well as the number of murders, rapes, assaults, and thefts per capita factored into a city's safety rating. The number of law enforcement employees and firefighters per capita was also factored into the city's safety score. They were compared with traffic fatalities, pedestrian fatalities, drug poisoning deaths per capita. They also looked at risk of earthquakes, flooding, tornadoes, and wildfires. And the authors include measures of financial safety, like their unemployment rates and underemployment rates, as well as their poverty rate and debt-to-income rate. There's a lot of factors with this. But listen to this. Irvine, California has the fewest aggravated assault incidents at less than 24 assaults per 100,000 residents. But that's 64 times less than Detroit's aggravated assault rates. Now, Irvine also has the fewest law enforcement employees per 100,000 residents. Now, almost 60% of violent crimes and 80% of rapes and sexual assaults were not reported to the police in 2016, according to a December 2017 report from the Justice Department. Aggravated assaults accounted for over 64% of all violent crimes in 2016, according to the report. Now, this is what got me crazy. Bonkers from Yonkers. Listen to this. Yonkers, New York, has the fewest thefts per 1,000 residents, while Springfield, Missouri, has a rate 8 times that. Oh, my God. Springfield, Missouri. Come on. You guys got guns down there. You need to defend your homes. East Coast cities won first and second place rankings. Yeah, so Fort Lauderdale has the most traffic pedestrian fatalities per 100,000 residents. And Lincoln, Nebraska has the fewest pedestrian deaths. Who's walking around Lincoln, Nebraska as a pedestrian? Baltimore was named in February as the most dangerous city, no surprise, in the U.S., with the highest per capita murder rate in the country for 2017, according to a USA Today analysis of FBI crime data. Baltimore, yeah. If you've never ridden the train from Washington, D.C. to New York City, and you haven't seen it, I mean, if you get a chance, next time you're riding the train from D.C. to New York, if you're ever doing that, which I used to do quite a bit, you can see the burned out buildings in Baltimore. It's literally like a war zone. I mean, you're on a train, on a nice train, and you look out in Baltimore, and you can see houses that are like have had electrical fires. You've got like brick walls that have caved in these buildings. It looks like World War One happened. And speaking of World War One, super exciting. So as you guys know, and this is what we're going to finish off this little topic with, I'm very excited. My buddy Jack Stalker is coming into town for his birthday, and me and him and my buddy Camelia Plosser and my dad, we're all going to go see the new World War One documentary by Peter Jackson, of all people, called They Shall Not Grow Old. So I just picked up some tickets. We're going to see it here in Kansas City. We're going to have a nice little fun party. And I'm looking forward to seeing the brand new documentary by Peter Jackson called They Shall Not Grow Old. He basically took World War One footage, which is all like jerky and black and white, and he colorized it and he slowed down the frame rate, and it now looks beautiful in living color, so that all of these characters or the people from World War One can be sort of brought to life. And they even added voices, and all of the voices are actually voiced by veterans of their respective military. So like the British military, the United States military. Should be very interesting, very fascinating. So I'm going to go see that documentary. I'll be checking that out on December 17th. Also, if you guys don't know, I do live streams with my buddy Jack Stalker on Twitch. So make sure to check me out on twitch.com/AP for Liberty. And again, my last big ask, don't forget, please be a Patreon supporter. Again, support libertarian media like this. The conservatives have got their act together. The libertarians have got to do the same. So I need your support. Patreon.com/AP for Liberty. And you all have a wonderful day.